And I'm here today with two wonderful Urantia book readers, Diane Lebrecht and Joshua Wilson. Joshua has been on before. Diane has been my guest before. And both of these folks are uniting to do something with the Jubilee of Jubilees, which is coming up on May 21st. And before we begin, I want to wish you all a happy Pentecostal day. Today, I think 2,000 years ago or somewhere in the neighborhood, we all got a very special gift, and it was the Spirit of Truth. And I would say that if we hadn't got that gift, we would believe everything the government is telling us right now.
That's right. The Spirit of Truth made all the difference. It just changed the atmosphere.
For some people. Anyway, but the Jubilee of Jubilees is coming up, and I wanted both of you to have an opportunity to share. Well, first of all, Diane, I think because of your passion, explain to the listeners what the Jubilee of Jubilees is all about, for those who may not be aware of the significance.
That is the most significant event in our local universe, Jim, and all your listeners, because as the word says, a jubilee is synonymous to celebration, but a major celebration. As I told you earlier, previously, I remember when my maternal grandparents celebrated their 50-year jubilee, and it was like a big family celebration. So imagine when Jesus Christ, Michael, made his ascension on Mount of Olives, went to the right of the Father. God was received as Supreme Master, created Son Michael, came back to Salvington, and then they celebrated, and they celebrated in such a way that it became known as the Jubilee of Jubilees, meaning that in all of the local universe, which is gigantic, of all the celebrations, the celebrations of all celebration is at the enthronement of Michael on Salvington. And I know that Josh, seeing you smile, you're going to be so happy to go in depth on that. But that's when it was like the wow, you know, this Jubilee of Jubilees. And thanks to you, Josh, to have started this consciousness on our planet for Urantia book readers and later on for the world to know of the importance of that event, so that people, because it is on planet Earth called Urantia, that the Master made his ascension, and it gave rise to all these events that we will talk about later on. It is of utmost importance because it is because of his seventh and final bestowal that they were able to celebrate the Jubilee of Jubilees with his eternal consort, Mother Spirit.
And so, Josh, you want to pick up from there and add a few more details to the story?
Yes, I sure would like to. First of all, greetings to all you light-filled souls out there. I'm so happy to be sharing with you on Radio Urantia. It's incredible. The word is going out about this new holiday. We've done this about six times now, and it's starting to kind of sink in that we have a new holiday that we're recognizing. We're actually jumping onto the wagon of this incredible holiday that was set up about 2,000 years ago. And I'd like people to know three things about it. Number one, on May 18, 30 AD, Michael, the resurrected Jesus, the original Michael, son of our local universe, he was, and here's the word, enthroned at his capital of Salvington. Okay, that happened after he received the recognition from the Universal Father as being a sovereign of his local universe. So if that happens, then you got to have an enthronement. That's number one. And by the way, the Urantia book calls that literally the Jubilee of Jubilees when that enthronement happened. So we didn't make up that phrase. That's right out of the Urantia book. Okay, number two is one that I really would like people to know, and that is the greater and personal revealing of the Universe Mother Spirit. Now, the Universe Mother Spirit has been revealed and personal on certain levels for a long, long time, right? Billions of years. Okay, but there was a new level when Michael made it, her partner, creative partner, made his ascent, then something wonderful happened with her, which continues to affect us today, because that means we can be in greater and personal relationship with the Universe Mother Spirit. The third thing is that, having been done at this party, at this holiday, at this universe-wide celebration, Michael made a proclamation that went forth, and you might say they jointly made this proclamation, and it went forth to the entire universe, a statement, the proclamation of equality, saying that in all personality attributes, they were equal, and that everyone should honor the Universe Mother Spirit as they honor the sun. And so this was something that, as a friend of mine said, all universe, but all certainly all planetary Earth, Urantia history parted ways into before and after on that day. Everything has changed. It's like a black and white picture turning to color. Mm-hmm. It was a marvelous a turn of events, and actually much more happened. But I really want people to understand those three things so that they can start celebrating.
How do we celebrate? Either one of you can answer that. What do you think is a good way to celebrate the this pivotal moment in our universe history where these, you know, the divine marriage, right? I mean, a pledging, almost a wedding, really.
That's right.
And we obviously benefit from the Spirit of Truth, which comes from the Son. And then we also benefit from the Holy Spirit, which comes from the divine minister, the daughter of the infinite spirit. That's a remarkable thing.
Correct. This is so powerful. I think I'd like to hear what Diane has to say about an answer to that question about how do we celebrate? Because we've been talking about celebration in homes. And I have something to add to it. But Diane, what would you say?
It's interesting, Josh, that you mentioned celebrating at home, because first of all, celebration means one thing. We are family, and we are the family of God. So to me, the best way to celebrate the Jubilee of Jubilees is to gather as many believers together as possible to celebrate. And when you said the key word celebrate at home, and Josh and I were talking, Jim, about this 2 days ago, and I was trying to see how I could contribute, because Josh is contributing people who will join us on Sunday. At the opening, they will see the beautiful Jubilee music that Josh will be offering to people. And it was very enlightening. It was like, wow, this is great. And then I thought, how could I contribute something in a way? And yesterday I made a prayer the night before, and I said, Jesus, please, something should be nice if I could offer a contribution. And yesterday afternoon, a member of my study group said, here, Diane, I just have a gift for you. And it's an actual praise and worship contribution of a group from here. I'm from Montreal, Canada. And it's a group here that have made a fabulous praise and worship celebration in their home. They're in the living room, and there may be a dozen people with the violin and the drum and everything, and they're celebrating and worshiping Jesus, 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 you know, and Mother Spirit. And I thought, what a timely gift.
Your answer.
I'm sorry?
There was your answer.
Yes, exactly. What is the teaching of Jesus about that? Ask and you shall receive. So I asked, and within hours, the gift was there. So this is, to me, celebrating. It's most importantly, celebrating the life and teachings of Jesus. The fifth epochal revelation of the Urantia book is the one, only revelation that offered us the whole entire life and teachings of Jesus, which is part four of the known as the Urantia book. And what's nice is that now it is known around the planet in many, 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 many countries. And it's interesting to see that it's 777 pages comprising 77 papers. And we know that Jesus is the Spirit of Truth. And when you make a search in the Urantia book about the Spirit of Truth, there's 777 citations.
Amazing.
I don't think it's a coincidence, you know.
Well, we know seven is a spiritual number.
Yes. And so to have all those sevens put together, and so to celebrate to me is to celebrate the actual life and teachings of Jesus as he lived it. And what's beautiful in the Urantia book is that, to me, I call it the continuity of the Bible, because in the New Testament, we know quite a bit about the life and teachings of Jesus. But as you remember, Jim, when we did an interview together previously, I made a search in the King James Version about, let's say, Melchizedek. And in the Bible, it comes out 11 times, 11 quotes. In the Urantia book, it's in the hundreds, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the Urantia book is the continuity, and it gives us, it presents us the life of Jesus year after year, from pre-birth, pre-bestowal to his birth, to year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So they give us the major points of his life year after year. And so, and then they also reveal us, like Josh said so well, about Mother Spirit, the divine minister, and they are the eternal couple. So as above, so below, they are our example of divine parents as a model of what we could aim to become as human parents, at least in fraction, you know, partly, but to look at them as our model. And we've been teaching and preaching and talking for eons about God the Father and the Son. What about the mother? As far as I know, I'm a mother, but I couldn't have been a mother without the presence of a father, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the mother is very most important. And now we have the actual Trinity, the Father, God in at paradise, and then his creator son, Michael, and his eternal consort. So it's not a question of divorce. They're united eternally together. So what a fabulous divine model of what love is, what devotion to one another, because like Josh said, there was a proclamation of equality. It's not that one is more or higher than the other, or one is below. They are reigning together, each with their potential, their creation, they're everything, and together it's like two hands, they blend together. So
let me read there's one paragraph that you reminded me of as you were speaking, Diane. This is from paper 33, section 3, paragraph 5, and it reads, "The Son and the Spirit," this is after the proclamation of equality, the Jubilee of Jubilees, "the Son and the Spirit now preside over the universe, much as a father and a mother watch over and minister to their family of sons and daughters. It is not altogether out of place to refer to the universe spirit as the creative companion of the creator son, and to regards to the creatures of the realms as their sons and daughters, a grand and glorious family, but one of untold responsibilities and endless watch care." So that's what we partially celebrate. Such a wonderful, that whole section just really goes into the nature of what happened after Jesus completed his bestowal, his seventh bestowal. A lot of Christians may not be aware that Jesus incarnated six previous times on each levels of his existence. He was at one time a Melchizedek. Was he an Adam son as well? And so he lived the lives of his created beings in each of their realms to get to know, kind of like, you know, Undercover Boss. Remember that TV show Undercover Boss, where the CEO goes and works as an employee to get to know how his employees are doing and how his company is doing? Same thing. Jesus was an undercover boss, and he came and lived. and then the secret got out that he was really the CEO.
That's great.
So tell us what's coming up on the event, the one that you've publicly invited everybody to join, the Jubilee of Celebration.
Yeah, this is coming up just in a few days on Sunday. May 18 is the actual day, but we celebrate this on whatever Sunday is closest to May 18. So this year, Sunday is May 21st. We've got a real celebration-packed lineup of presenters that span the globe from Israel to Uganda to California to Uruguay to the United States. We have movers and shakers from around the world. Hundreds of people will be on the call. It's a Zoom call. And it's been really tremendous sharing with people around the world on a daily basis. I just got another email say, I'd like to go to the Jubilee of Jubilees. How do I get there? And so, of course, you need the Zoom link. And this is radio, so I can't like spit out, you know, 30 different letters and numbers.
Well, there must be a central website that people can go to.
Well, this is what I'd like to invite everybody to do. And just like I did with this person this morning, all you have to do is write me at musical@cox.net. That's musical@cox.net. Now, all those that write me at musical@cox.net, I will immediately, like within the hour, send you the Zoom link. And then you can be a part of it. This has been announced to several thousand people just yesterday morning. If you're on the Your Ranch Book Fellowship distribution list, you will have gotten it. If you're on the Culture Makers list, you will have received it. If you're on the United Your Ranch Family Tough, if you're on that list, you will have got it, and many more, Facebook, so forth. But if for some reason you missed it, just write me, musical@cox.net, because we want you to be included in. I would like you to know that there's going to be simultaneous live translation into both Spanish and Portuguese, like we've had the last couple of years. So we made a big push to include and invite and communicate with our Latin American speakers. I've been on Radio Urantia for the Spanish speakers. Brazil, of course, speaks Portuguese, and so we're communicating with them. We've got members from the UAI, the UUI, if you know what all these acronyms
are. Amazing. Wow, this is global.
The fellowship, we've got the digital program manager from the fellowship who's going to be also speaking at IC23 in Chicago in July. That's the international conference for your Urantia book readers. We've got Byron Belitzos, who's been on Jim's program here,
if I'm not mistaken.
And so he just published a new book on the problem of sin, evil, and the demonic. And he's a theologian. He's a graduate of Union Theological Seminary. He'll be on. We'll hear from Gabriel Reinberg and his chief supporter, who so we'll be hearing about the Center for Unity, the hopes for that, the plans for that, and the museum project manager for that. So, and also the high point and center point of the Jubilee celebration, along with all the music and art, and hear from Gary Tong and all these different people. But at the high point in the middle, we're going to have a remembrance supper led by Susan Myers and Jeff Taylor, who have long led us in worship. So that's going to be something we can all participate in. Now, when we have the remembrance supper, I'm not going to have a little dry cracker or something. I'm going to have an anniversary cake for Michael and Mother with two candles in it. like I always do. And that's what I'm going to have for the Remembrance Supper, because it also, if you look up Jubilee in the dictionary, it says that it's an anniversary celebration, not just a celebration. What is an anniversary? Well, it's something that you repeat over and over again. They had their own calendar and time system on Salvington. I don't claim to know how it all operates. I have enough trouble keeping track of time zones on planet Earth. But the thing is, we know that on May 18th, 30 AD, that Jesus appeared in Marantia form for the last time on the Mount of Olives to his 11 apostles. And it just simply says that he disappeared from their sight. Now, I would like to point out, as fate would have it, today, as we're making this recording, May 18th, 2023, billions, there's over 2 billion Christians in the world, are celebrating Ascension Day today.
Isn't that amazing?
They got the right day today. So this is something that's been going on for a long time. Christians have recognized Ascension Day. It's just that we've added in a whole bunch of really wonderful, incredible, universe-changing things that have happened.
That's what the Urantia book does. It takes something that we all commonly know from our upbringing, and then it adds about 10 extra chapters to it.
That's right. I'd like you to think for a moment how much Christmas and Easter have changed our culture. Okay, so how many times during difficulties or wartime has the message of Christmas come right down in the middle of a long winter and given people hope for new life contemplating Jesus' birth? How many times have people that have been looking for the springtime of civilization have been able to celebrate Jesus' resurrection on Easter? It has changed our culture and brought some sublimity and some civility into a troubled culture. Okay, what I am predicting is that this new holiday, the Jubilee of Jubilees, is going to sift down into our culture. I consider it an inevitability, and I'll be happy when I find out that Hallmark Cards is making Jubilee cards. It probably won't happen in my lifetime, but the thing is, we've gotten started, and I feel that it will eventually sweep over the earth like the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord, this is going to come down. Now, as it turns out, there was also the giving of the Spirit of Truth right around the same time. And this is also something we're celebrating today. Mm-hmm. There was, this changed things completely. There was also, there's a lot of Urantia book readers don't even know, it was also at that time that our first Governor General came down, and the seraphic angelic core over planetary government also was installed. So, I mean, our planet really, really changed. Big, big day. It's great that we all celebrate August 21st, the birth of Jesus. We have birthday parties. That was a great thing to get started. It's been going for decades. But now we know about this one.
Jubilee of Jubilees.
Life-changing.
To add something to what Josh just said, just to see how the hand of God moves along the horizon of our planet. For quite a few years now, I've been organizing trips. I've been guided to organize trips for Urantia Book readers to the Holy Land of Jesus. And a few years ago, many people remember that there was a special boat that was discovered in Israel, and it's come to be known as the Jesus boat, because in the Urantia book, we know that when Jesus worked at the shop of Zebedee, he actually helped create a new method of building boats within which on the Sea of Galilee, just about all boats were made by the method of Jesus. And so years ago, lo and behold, the shore of the Sea of Galilee became so low that those two Jewish men saw these, actually, yeah, that looks good with my hands like that. They saw these little spikes, you know, coming out of the sand. And they said, oh my God, it looks like the shape of a bow. So very carefully, they started to dig and they discovered that, oh my God, lo and behold, this is a boat. It's still together. And it seems like it is not of yesterday. So they had it analyzed. And over the process of more than 10 years, it became known as the Jesus boat because they analyzed it and they said, this is from the time of Jesus. Now, a man here who was my mentor, Pierre Routier, one day I was driving with him and he said, Diane, guess what I read? An article in Science magazine. So many people know about Science magazine. And they actually wrote an article about that boat. And they said, you know, it's really strange because of all the records that we have never read or seen or drawings of the method that this boat is built. Now, we both looked at each other and said, aha, from the Urantia book, because they do tell us. So there's a museum there at the by the Sea of Galilee where I've been bringing Urantia Book readers and organizing a trip on the Sea of Galilee in a similar type of boat called the Jesus boat. Now, lo and behold, right next to that place, there's this beautiful building. And this is what Gabriel Rimberg has been working on with the Center for Unity. And one aspect of the project for the Center of Unity is inaugurating a Jesus Museum. Guess what? That building, which is absolutely fabulous, has been standing there empty, unoccupied for over 40 years.
Amazing.
Just waiting.
Wow.
And it is part of that building. On the one hand, we go in, I bring people, we go see the video of the whole story, how it was discovered and how it came to be. And then we look at the Jesus boat right there at a few feet from us. And then next door, we're going to be able to go to the Jesus Museum, where in the day people can come to the museum and at night they can have entertainment of some kind where maybe Josh Wilson will be performing with other Urantia artists, you know, from around the world. And that building has been waiting there. I said to Gabriel, if that is not the hand of God showing us the way, never used and just waiting, perfect for the setup. So this is what is all coming together around the planet. I call it Team Jesus. We are all around the planet, different countries. And by the way, there's also Canada that will be there on Sunday with the other countries that Josh named and Europe as well. And so it's really nice to see how we're all coming together, playing our part in that gigantic pattern that is orchestrated, talking about an orchestra, the maestro, none other than Michael of Nebadon, Jesus Christ Michael, who is orchestrating this and using his servants and people the way they can best serve. And we are bringing some wonderful, wonderful accomplishments on the planet.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Diane. Thank you for sharing that. That's an amazing coincidence, isn't it? Just amazing. What if it was, in fact, a boat built by the hands of Jesus? Wouldn't that be something? I guess they'd never be able to prove it, but it sure is interesting. Well, we also have a link on my website, urantiaradio.net, under social connections. You'll see the link to the Zoom meeting that you were referring to. And what time, also the timing varies where you're at. So it starts Eastern time at 1 p.m. So if you're not in the Eastern time zone, just do the math and you'll figure out what time. And it's open to everyone, and it's a way of all of us getting together and celebrating what we know is such an important date, an important event for all of us, everyone in the universe, you know, on the enlightened worlds. Hopefully they'll be celebrating as well. They would know about it. So it's
really, I'm sure they are.
It's a big deal. And I'm so honored to have both of you here, and I hope that we can get as many people to go. I'm going to post this today, so share it with your friends. And let's all get together on Sunday. And Diane, you want to say something?
Yes, I just want to add, Jim, that people who write Josh, or I can also give my email address if they want to write as well. But whoever, they will receive the schedule, the planetary time schedule. So whichever country they are from, they will know that in their country, it's exactly at that particular time to make sure that they can join us on time.
Terrific. And this is also going to be playing on my new live Urantia radio channel. So it's streaming continuously. So go to the website and you can listen to what you guys just talked about in case you missed any of it. God bless both of you for coming on, and I look forward to our next time together. Indeed.
Can I give my email address?
Yes, please do.
Questions to ask me?
Of course.
It's very simple. It's my name. It's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, period, Labrec, L-A-B as beauty, R-E-C, Q-U-E, Diane.Labrec at Videotron, video.
Once again, that's Diane Labrec. Diane, D-I-A-N-E dot Labrec, which is L-A-B-R-E-C-Q-U-E at videotron.ca. That's a .ca at the end. Thanks, Diane. And also thank you, Joshua. And we hope to see everybody on Sunday at the fantastic Jubilee of Jubilees.